I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
We miss college football.
Bennett takes the snap and the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. Six more for Georgia.
We can't wait for the 2023 season.
Caleb Williams throws the fade in the corner. Oh, God! Touchdown, Trojans!
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
74 days away until Temple kicks off its 2023 season against Akron. I'm actually wearing a Temple polo right now, my alma mater. And Elijah Warner, in his freshman year for the Owls, won the American Athletic Conference Rookie of the Year. The Temple QB clearly comes from a great family of football lineage, with his father, Kurt Warner, starring in the NFL and being a Hall of Fame quarterback. His older brother, Cade, just wrapped up a very successful career at Kansas State, where he won a Big 12 championship. And I'm really excited to see the sophomore year of Elijah Warner with the Owls, and he joins us right now. EJ, it's Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this, and how are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you for having me. It's a really cool experience.
So how do you look back at last year? I know that you weren't the starter right out of the gate for game number one, but then quickly made your way onto the field and made a big impact. How do you look back at your freshman year at Temple?
Yeah, really just grateful for everything that happened. I mean, going into the season, not really sure how it was all going to play out, not sure if I was going to ever see the field. And just got that opportunity come week two, and just grateful that the coaches believed in me and that my teammates believed in me, and I got to go out there and show what I could do. It was a fun season just to be out there with my guys, and basically just get a little taste of college football, and hopefully more leading to come here soon this season.
When you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. You were able to do that. I know that it wasn't always smooth sailing, but for the most part, it did seem like a seamless transition. Why did it appear to be so easy once you got on the field and you were named the starter?
I think I just prepared like I was the starter from the day I got here. I think no matter what I was in the depth chart, I watched enough film, I practiced, I prepared like I was going to go in the game. And when I finally got that opportunity, I was comfortable and confident in what I could do. And I think that showed in how just my preparation basically prepared me for that moment.
Elijah Warner here with us. Now, I was nervous once the season ended because you had a very successful season, especially with your last name and the way that you played on the field. And with NIL, I'm like, uh-oh, maybe he's going to be going elsewhere. Were you ever close to leaving Temple and going into the transfer portal?
I think just today and today's college football, everyone always thinks about the portal and people leaving, going to a different school. But really, I just fell in love with Temple since I've been here and fell in love with the people here specifically. I think just the last season, just kind of get to play with the guys and kind of get a grow relationship with them that I couldn't really leave. I wanted to stay here and help build this program, help build this up with Coach Drayton. And I'm so definitely glad that I stayed and excited for this season.
Where do you think the program is at right now? Because it wasn't that long ago, and I was a student at Temple, where they beat Penn State for the first time in 74 years. They had College Game Day there for a big matchup and a close matchup against Notre Dame. Where is the trajectory of this program at now under Stan Drayton?
Yeah, I think we're just building this up. I think, obviously, we had a few down years there. So just trying to build up from the bottom and basically grow this team from inside out. I think we've got a lot of good players who are hungry. We've watched those games. We've seen what Temple has been in the past, and we kind of just want to strive to get back to that point and kind of bring Temple back to what it was. And I think just a lot of hungry players who are excited to show what they can do. We have a lot of talent here, a really good culture we're trying to build. And just, yeah, I think definitely not there yet, but we're definitely on the right track and excited to hopefully show everyone what we can do this year.
With the experience that you got in year one, EJ Warner, what did you really keen in on and focus on this offseason to try to get the best version of yourself in your sophomore year?
Yeah, the biggest thing was just changing my body. Just coming in as an 18-year-old freshman, it's hard just playing against people who are so much older than you. I think I wasn't really physically strong or mature enough where I needed to be. So that's been a big focal point this offseason in the weight room, with my diet, just kind of getting bigger and getting that extra strength I need to basically – survive at this level and perform to my best ability. And then just trying to be better as a leader. I think last year coming in as a young guy, it's hard to just step in week two and try to be that vocal leader. But I think now that I've had this season under my belt and had this off season with the guys, I can really, they trust me and they trust that I put in the preparation that I know what I'm doing and I can go in there and I know how to get on people and I know how to lead better than I did last year.
And I also think towards the end of the year, what you were able to do up against Houston, where you threw for 486 yards and three touchdowns, and then ECU, where you threw for 527 yards and put up five touchdowns, it just showed the progress that you were making. How do you kind of look back at both those games and what you were able to do individually?
Yeah, just super fun experience. I think throughout the course of the year, you just saw our team get better and better. You saw us get more fast with the details. You saw us come together as a team. I think that showed on the field. I definitely got more and more comfortable just with the level of play and the speed of the game that I kind of got to show in those last few weeks and against those two teams. And those were some really fun games to go out there, some high-scoring shootouts just to go put up some points on the board and throw the ball around.
Elijah Warner here with us. I've known your dad for a while, tremendous guy, and clearly raised you the right way. I remember when you were actually going on your visit at Temple, he was asking me a few questions about the school. But for you, what really made you fall in love? I just love to hear this as an alum. What made you fall in love with Temple, and why did you want to go there?
Yeah, I think it was just the people. There's so many good people here, and they have the best for us kids in mind. It's not always just about on the field. I mean, you don't play football forever, and they really have an interest in caring for us off the field and what we want to do in our lives and how we are as people and kind of building us as full men on and off the field. I think that's a big part of it, where just fell in love with everyone around here and wanted to come kind of grow this thing with them and basically build this team up from where we were. So definitely been fun just getting to know everybody and kind of being embraced in this culture, and definitely glad with my decision.
How do you use your dad as a resource to kind of help you navigate all the things that are going on right now in college and trying to get the best version of EJ Warner when you step on that field?
Yeah, I mean, he's really helpful. He's been through so much and seen so much in the game that really any sort of situation I'm in, I can kind of ask him for advice. I mean, all day long, I'm asking him questions, calling him. If anything comes up, I can hit him real fast. And he loves talking ball. He loves talking with me. So anytime I get that chance to kind of pick his brain and get to know what he knows and what he went through, it's definitely cool just to have that person kind of lean back on and basically humble me in different situations and teach me different things that I've used on and off the field here at college.
How did you fall in love with football, by the way?
Yeah, I think I kind of played a few sports growing up and didn't really know which one I liked more. And then just in high school, I think that grind of just showing what it needs to do to be great at the next level kind of made me fall in love with it. Obviously, like you said, my dad and brother both played, and that probably played a huge part in me wanting to do it as well. But just love the game. I think there's so much on the field that's awesome about the game, but I really love the part off the field where the X's and O's, the breaking down film, the stuff that I've really fallen in love with that you can do any time of the day. You don't always need 11 guys out on the field to work on it. I think that's really just the part I've fallen in love with and definitely helped take my game to the next level.
But when did you realize that your dad was a pretty big deal? Because I know you were born towards the end of your father's pro football career.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being at the Super Bowl. He was with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And I was just playing video games on my little DS, just not really caring for what he was doing, not really caring for football at the time. And it's crazy to look back, just how much I missed just being a young kid, just trying to live my life, not really worried about football. But I think just over the past few years, kind of like just learning about his career and learning what he went through, and basically just falling in love with the game myself kind of made me realize what all he done and what all he accomplished. And then once he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, that kind of really wrapped it up full circle about how actually good he was at the sport, not playing quarterback. We always try to give him a hard time when we can, but he's definitely a special player and fun to look back at what he did.
And your father, I know he did not go to Temple, but he kind of fits that Temple tough brand that the Owls always preach.
Yeah, for sure. His story is well documented, but he went through so much and definitely had so many hard times in his life and kind of fought through it and kept pushing, obviously made it to where he did. So I think that fits our Temple mindset, that it doesn't matter what we have or what we're going through, that there's brighter stuff on the other side if we just put our head down and work. So definitely fits, and excited to be a part of that culture now.
The movie had to be pretty damn cool for your family, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun to see the whole process. It was a long time in the making, and just to finally see it being filmed and finally come out in theaters and get to watch my dad and watch my family kind of enjoy that. And actually just watched it again the other night on TV, just kind of looking back and basically getting to see see his story, first-person point of view, where, I mean, I wasn't alive for most of it. So just kind of got to get a picture of it in that sort of way and just watch all he's been doing. Let him share his story. There's so much messages outside of football that he went through that he can share with people and inspire people and help motivate them. And those are really cool to see the fans react to. And they finally got to see the movie and just how many people it impacted around the world.
Just naturally, so many people are going to bring up your father when they talk about you. But if people don't know who Elijah Warner is and they weren't able to watch Temple football, just what do you bring to a football team, not only on the field, but also off the field as well?
Yeah, I think I just have a chip on my shoulder. Obviously, my dad created so many, did so many big things in his career. And I think in high school, I mean, I suffered through it a lot. I had a few injuries and kind of was under-recruited. So I definitely want to prove myself and going out there every time just to compete. I'm a competitor and just love, no matter what it is, just to go out there and try to give my best to help my team win. So I think that's what you'll see on and off the field. It's just a hard worker who always wants to go into a game fully prepared, never wants to leave anything on the field, kind of just go out there and give it his all, and I think motivate the people around him to do the same.
Yeah, I can't wait for this football season for Temple. I'm going to be hanging out with the Temple Temperers, those great, crazy guys. So I'll be checking out the Rutgers game, probably come down for the Miami game. I was there for UMass last year. What can I expect as we get set for year number two under Stan Drayden?
Yeah, I think you'll just see a team that's fighting. I think no matter what the scoreboard shows, no matter who we are, I think just going out there and showing that we'll put our best foot forward. I think you see a team that will fight for each other. We talk a lot about family here. I think that's starting to show where we definitely – you only can only achieve so much when you play for yourself, but when you play for the person next to you, I think you can achieve greater things. So I just hope you see a team that keeps fighting no matter what and hopefully comes out with a better season than last year.
How do you use your brother as a resource? Because he just wrapped up, like we were saying, a great career at Kansas State, culminates with that Big 12 championship, now trying to make the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you kind of utilize your big brother to help you out here?
Yeah, his story is cool as well. He started as a walk-on at Nebraska, and he kind of fought his way up the depth chart, became a captain there, and then transferred to Kansas State and won a Big 12 championship and became a captain there. So just showing, like, it doesn't matter where you start, it's about where you finish. He definitely started not where he wanted to, but he's definitely made the most of it, and he's a cool resource to have. He's a different perspective because he plays receiver, which is actually really cool and really helpful. I can kind of lean on him for different things, ask different questions. I just called him before this and was asking him for some of his receiver tape that I can learn from and help teach my guys around me. So just a cool different perspective to have from him, and excited for his future in the NFL and can't wait to see where he goes.
It's so neat to be able to talk to you right now, EJ Warner, when you're just getting ready for your sophomore year. Whenever your football journey does end, what do you hope to accomplish and what do you hope people say about EJ Warner?
That's a good question. I just want to know for myself, accomplished that I gave it everything I had. I mean, so many people can only go so far in the sport. And I mean, hopefully I achieve great things. But at the end of the day, I just want people to know that I gave my best foot forward and put in as much work as I can. And yeah, I just want people to know that I tried my best and really, really hopefully made myself better, but also made the people around me better and hopefully elevated the team to do better than what they thought they could.
We'll love
That's
watching,
probably my main goal.
Yeah, we'll love watching you play last year. Kick ass this year. We're going to be rooting for you and really do appreciate the time today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Go out.